When scheduling from office appointments Dayview, there are two common methods used to book an appointment for an existing patient. The first method allows you to choose the patient before selecting an appointment time and date. In the top left-hand corner of the screen, click the Select Patient button. Enter one of the forms of patient identification into the text box. When the correct patient's name has been selected, click the Continue button or press Enter on your keyboard. You will return to the provider's schedule for the current day. Notice that the name of the patient that you have selected will appear above the schedule. Notice that the name of the patient that you have selected will appear above the schedule. Now use the move bars or arrows to select the next appointment date. When using the move bars, the schedule will be forwarded the given amount of days, weeks, or months from the current day. The months themselves are also available. If a specific month is selected, it will forward the schedule to the date of the current day in the chosen month. Note that when the date on the schedule is changed, a notification will appear in the lower left-hand corner signifying the change. When an available date has been determined, use the mouse to left-click in the available time slot. Use the mouse to left-click in an available time slot. The appointment detail screen will appear. If the type of appointment feature is set up in the system, enter an appointment type by clicking Type, and a list of appointments will appear. Select the appropriate type. Notes for the appointment can be added in the text box below. When the OK button is pressed, you will return to the main scheduling screen where you will notice that the patient has been booked for their appointment. Method 2 is another frequently used scheduling option, and it allows you to access the same information as the Select Patient button. If you would like to find the appointment date and available time before selecting the patient, you can use the move bars or arrows to select the date, and by simply left-clicking in any available time slot, you will be directed to the Schedule Patient screen. After you have selected the patient, they will automatically be placed in the time slot that you had chosen. This concludes the Scheduling for an Existing Patient video tutorial.